If you're a chiropractor that really wants to finally start your own practice, there's a really large, what's called a huge miss that almost all doctors are guilty of doing. And when you do this, it can make launching a successful new practice beyond difficult. And adding this single step to your planning process can really eliminate a ton of mistakes on your part and put much of your decision-making sort of on a type of autopilot that few chiropractors ever achieve. With that comes certainty. Now, you can be one of those docs, and no, you weren't taught how to do this correctly in college, and let's face it, our chiropractic colleges do truly an incredible job of producing top-flight chiropractors. But this aspect of launching a new practice simply isn't in their sphere of excellence. And you know what? Nor do they have time to teach business planning. That's what business schools are all about. So in this video, I'll discuss how you can build what's called a pro forma to the degree that it eliminates many of the hidden surprises that can literally doom a brand new practice. So I'm Dr. Chris Tomczyk, CEO of HealthSource, America's Chiropractor, and you're watching Chiropractor Solution Channel, the video series that helps you grow your practice and your career, both professionally and, of course, personally. They're intertwined. Now, before we dive in full speed, make sure you're subscribed to this channel so you can continue to receive videos like this. And please, please, if you like this, give us a thumbs up to make it easier for other chiropractors to find this content. So let's get back to it, because this is an extremely important aspect of the success of your new practice, and it's critical that you do this step well before you open your new practice. Now, you might want to replay that last line. The single biggest terminator or destroyer of a brand new practice is what? If you said running out of money before your new practice gets to break even, well, you'd be 100% correct. So over the years, I've met hundreds of DCs that had to close their practice, they had to close their dream because they ran out of cash more than any other reason, by far. So if money is tight, and it usually is when you're launching a new practice, it certainly was for me, then it's crucial that you build yourself a pro forma, and I'll explain what that is in just a minute. And the pro forma is necessary so that you know exactly how much cash you're going to need on hand in order to hit break even, so that you always know if you're on track or if your practice is starting to tank, which is called panic time. Now, I still have the very first one I built for my very first practice. A pro forma is sort of a fancy term for building a budget that clearly describes two things. It describes all the income your practice is going to collect and all the associated expenses that your practice will incur. So typically, we build a pro forma for a 12-month process or in 12-month increments. However, for a startup clinic, we recommend you build a pro forma for the first 24 months of operation, the first 2 years. After that, 1 year at a time or a 12-month planning process is totally fine. Now, a pro forma, it's not just used to take, you know, to a bank or to a lender to borrow some money to start your practice. Not at all. It's a breathing, living document. It's a spreadsheet, and it's reviewed, it should be reviewed, every single week by you and your trusted advisors. You'll closely monitor and compare the income that your practice is collecting that week against what your pro forma estimated you'd be collecting by that week. Then you compare the expenses in the same manner. This tells you if you're on track, over track, which means you're collecting more income than you thought, with perhaps less expenses, or maybe you're headed to insolvency or bankruptcy. Let's hope it's not the latter. I call this comparing your actual numbers against your planned numbers, or putting it short term, actual versus plan. Fortune 500 companies do this, Fortune 100 companies do this all the time, as do the most successful chiropractors I know. In fact, every million-dollar producer I know does this process. In my businesses, I do this every single week for every single business. We teach all of our doctors to run their business, their clinic, this way as well. It's a best practice and it works. This will give you valuable information so that you can make better decisions and move toward your life's vision faster with less mistakes. Better decisions, critical. So let's talk a little bit about estimating what your clinic is going to collect each week and each month, because this can be like throwing darts at a dartboard. So how are you supposed to figure this out? Well, first of all, it shouldn't be like throwing darts on a dartboard. You approach this intelligently, methodically. The reason estimating your collections or your revenue, they mean the same thing. The reason why it's hypercritical is so that at a moment's glance, you'll know if you're going broke or if you're marching to break even, or if you're well past that and you're marching towards extreme profitability. Now remember, profit is not a bad word. Let's face it, if you don't get profitable quickly, you're going to run out of cash, you're going to close your business, your practice, then you're going to go back to work for someone else again, building their dream, and that's beyond demoralizing. So you begin estimating your collections by first projecting how many new patients accept care in your brand new office. Yes, this means you first have to build a marketing plan. I call this a marketing calendar, and marketing is also not a bad word. Good marketing will make or break your office until the referrals start coming in. But more on that in another video because it's just that important. So let's say you project that your new office is going to attract 25 new patients your first month. And to stay on the conservative side, let's assume that for your first year in practice, you're going to attract 25 new patients each and every single month, 25 a month. Now, these are very doable numbers if you build a good plan and execute it correctly. Next, you must gauge how much revenue each new patient will bring into your office and on what kind of a time frame. Let's simplify. So to make this really simple and formulaic, I suggest you estimate that it will take a solid month longer to collect all the revenue from each patient than a typical treatment plan runs. So for example, if a typical corrective treatment plan that you prescribe is about 12 weeks long, then estimate that the revenue from that patient that will be collected by your office will occur over a 16-week time frame. Make sense? Now, using an example like this, you can estimate that about 15% of the revenue will be collected in month number one, perhaps 25% in month number two, 30% in month number three, and the remaining 30% in month number four. Let's double check our math, and I think we're good. Now, if you practice wellness care, well, that of course begins at the conclusion of each patient's active care plan, and that's quite simple to estimate. So let's get back to the example. So how are you supposed to know how much you'll earn per visit? Glad you asked. Now, if you've worked in someone else's clinic, certainly you've been well informed on those numbers. If not, you'll want mentorship from a very successful doctor in the near vicinity of where your new clinic is or is going to be. There are a few organizations and chiropractors that have this data, but there are some that absolutely does. HealthSource has the largest database of that type of information across this country. So for our previous example, let's say the average collection will be $80 per visit, which is a very reasonable number. So now, or the next step, well, that's when you build a spreadsheet that rolls in all the revenue that you expect to collect on a weekly basis for the new patients you expect to attract. Now, you know how you practice better than anyone else, better than I do. So if you write treatment plans using that previous example that run around 12 weeks, well, use that estimate and use whatever estimate that you normally prescribe. So if you normally write programs of care that utilize various types of rehab in addition to the chiropractic adjusting, you'll figure that into the average visit income you expect to collect. Is this starting to get clear? I hope so. This is actually fun stuff. So once you build this into a spreadsheet, it becomes extremely obvious what you project your new clinic is going to collect over the first 12 and 24 months. And again, it's monitored weekly. The most critical time is that period of time it takes to get your brand new practice above break even. Lots of clinics can do this in the very first month, but to do so requires that you have painstakingly built a marketing strategy that's going to attract those patients, in our example, those 25 new patients, to make your pro forma accurate. I encourage you to be conservative on both new patient acquisition as well as the revenue that each new patient ultimately generates. Great care, of course, produces better patient results. And great patient results can produce a lot of referrals. And that, of course, is going to boost your new patients even faster. And, of course, well, that will accelerate the growth of your new practice. So, in fact, over-delivering to your patients on every single encounter is about the best thing that you can do to guarantee your success. That's also fodder for different videos. In the next video, I'll discuss with you how to handle estimating the expenses of your new clinic over that first 12 to 24 months, how to do it accurately, and how to combine it with the collections side or revenue side of the pro forma so that you have a document that you can rely on for your planning and your ultimate success. Remember, this is how Fortune 500 companies do it. Now, if you found this video interesting and helpful, grab our free report for chiropractors at hsfranchising.com. It'll show you how to scale your state-of-the-art practice. It's a game plan we followed to make 2021 our very best year of growth we've ever experienced. Blew away our projections, and you can too with appropriate planning and execution. So again, head over to hsfranchising.com. Check out our videos. I think you're going to like them. As always, I recommend your feedback and opinions on this topic in the comments below. Hope you have a fantastic day, and I look forward to hearing from you. Take care.